Jason Babin, Riley Cooper. Jason is making progress, as is Riley. Cliff Harris has the ankle sprain. He won't practice. Cullen Jenkins has a slight hamstring strain. He will not practice. Mike Kafka actually fractured his left hand. What you'll see from him is he'll come out to practice. He'll be able to do the 7-on-7. Everything where he doesn't have to take a snap, he'll be able to do. So the 7-on-7, some of the individual work he'll do. That's a couple to 3 weeks. We'll see how it all works out. Keep an eye on it as we go. Deion Lewis has a slight hamstring strain. Should be okay. Jeremy Macklin, same thing, slight hamstring strain. And then Brandon Washington hasn't been cleared for his concussion. Everybody else is fine. Michael Slum is fine. The way I described that to you before, it was like a stinger on the nerve on the top of his thumb. But he's okay. Things I saw from the game, and I mentioned this to our team, that we've got to do a better job executing with the ones and the twos. There are too many mistakes, penalties, mistakes. They're all correctable things. So we'll go back and we corrected the mistakes off of the film this morning during the walkthrough, and then we'll continue to work to get better as we prepare to play New England in a few days here. So quite a few days, actually. And then I saw some good things from the threes and the fours. The young guys, there were some guys I was very impressed with. And, it's important that they just continue to build on what they've done. It was obviously the first preseason game, so I don't think you get too alerted on from the ones to the fours. You're not too alerted, other than you want to give the young guys an opportunity to play, which they were able to do. They got a lot of snaps in them, so you're able to see some positive things there. As far as any changes go in lineups this week, I mentioned that there's competition at positions. Left tackle is one of those positions, so King's scheduled to work with the ones, and Demetrius, he'll back up and work with the twos. King was obviously told that when he was re-signed here, that he'd have an opportunity to compete for the starting position, as was Bell. So, with Howard mixes the guys and moves them all around at all different positions on both sides of the ball. So, time's yours.
Did you see anything from Demetrius or King that precipitated the change there for today?
Not necessarily. Just a scheduled switch. Like I said, we've King's been with us a while, and he deserves that opportunity. And Demetrius has done a good job. He's worked hard, so he's doing fine. So, but I want to make sure that everybody has their shot there.
On drills where the quarterback has to take snaps, is it going to be Nick or?
It'll be Nick. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it'll be Nick. Nick will work with the twos.
Everyone's excited about those big plays, the big touchdowns he made, but he had one throw in particular, I think it was to Chase Ford over middle, where he threw the ball perfectly away from his body to keep it away from the defender. Can you talk about the subtle things that you saw from Nick and the development that he's made in this time?
Well, listen, he's progressing. So he did some nice things. I mentioned about keeping your eyes down the field on the one long ball where he had to move and then make the throw. That just came very natural to him. He felt the pressure. He scooted to the right and kept his eyes down the field, knew he had the receiver, and gave him a catchable ball. And again, Damaris did a good job of getting open, too. That was a heck of a route.
In Kafka's case, do you know which play it happened?
I do. He was stepped on. If you watch the tape, you'll see it. I mean, his hand was stepped on, his left hand. So.
What are the areas Demetrius kind of needs to focus in on here the next few weeks before week one?
Just continue to progress, right? Yeah, just continue to progress, and he'll do that with reps. He's going to get plenty of reps, so it's not everybody needs that. Right now everybody needs that. We need to get better.
Bryce Brown hasn't played a whole lot of football going back to his college days. What did you see from him on the tape? I mean, he looked real fast out there, had the one nice
Bryce is a real smart kid. He's picking things up well. And then he's a big physical kid, and he has he's got good speed and good moves. So you got to see that. It's important, though, that he just continues to fine-tune himself as we go here, like any young player needs to do. He needs to continue to do that. But I would tell you he was one of the positives coming out of the game. You know, I thought he did a nice job.
Looking at the tape, the long runs that Pittsburgh had, what did you see was the problem defensively?
Yeah, well, we missed some tackles. You know, we missed some tackles, and there were some gaps that we were supposed to close that we didn't close. So, I mean, this game comes back down to that. It's blocking and tackling. It's blocking. How do you get off the block from a defensive standpoint? And then how do you make that tackle? So you got to make sure that you put yourself in the right position. Take the right angles. And those are things that we can correct. The talent's there. We just got to make sure that we're getting the fundamental work down. And we've got a nice long stretch here before we play the Patriots, and important that we really focus in on that.
Why did you start calling it right end instead of having a defensive end, like from the second team, come up?
Well, you've seen where we've been doing that during camp, and he gives you a big, strong guy in there. We think we've got some pretty good defensive tackles inside, and we want to give him an opportunity out there to play a little defensive end. He did some of that in Green Bay, and he was effective with it. Last year, we were just trying to get him in and going at tackle, and we figured we would evolve into that by the second year. And you know, he's very comfortable there, and he plays well there.
Do you do that to get kind of a bigger presence on the edges?
Well, it gives you that. That's what it does. Naturally, that's what it gives you. And you don't lose a lot of athletic ability. So he still is fast and strong and quick and all those things.
Jaquan was scrutinized for his play with the first team, but he had a lot of snaps after that. Did you see him settle down? Was there any kind of progression throughout the course of the game with Jaquan?
Well, listen, you know, again, if you're talking, we all saw it. So it was he can work on his angles and he can work on the tackling part. And those are things that he did very well in college. So I think it's just a matter of more snap. Just continue to play, and you know the problem. Go ahead and fix it, and I think he'll do that. Yeah.
Michael Kendricks, we saw some of the closing speed. He was able to read and recognize some of the play. How, when you look at the film, how impressed were you by his performance?
Yeah. Well, listen, with the exception of that first third down, the third six that we had there, four, I guess it was that we had where they hit the
swing
back tight end into the flat. So. You know, I thought he did some good things. So he got better as time went on with it. But again, they're like any rookie, they're small things that he's got to continue to work on. But he had the right attitude. You know, when you talk about blocking and getting off blocks and tackling, those aren't attitudes. That's not attitudes. That's taking the angle. So the guys played their tail off and played aggressive football. But you've got to know how to situate the field and how fast the opponent is and those things, and make sure that you approach it the right way and how you fit exactly into the defense. And for the young guys, we've got to do a little better job there.
Now, he played with the first team nickel. Is that going to be his role moving forward?
Well, we've got a bunch of different personnel groups that we're using in there. So, but he has that ability to do that. Yeah.
Clear picture in the return game yet, now that you saw those guys in game action, or are you going to continue to front a bunch of guys?
No, listen, I thought that both those two did a nice job in the punt and kick in the kick return game. So I wanted to get them. You never know how many reps you're going to get in that, and you want to make sure you come out of the preseason knowing what you've got there. So we were lucky to get a few shots in there where we could see them, but I thought both the rookies did a nice job, and they'll continue to work at it. I felt comfortable as them being one of the pluses coming out of this game. So,
after the way you classified the performance of the ones, are you looking for an increased sharpness out of them in the afternoon?
Well, I do every rep you take. I want that. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. So it doesn't matter if it's a practice or a game. I want you to execute and do that. That's, you know, that's important. If you're going to be a good football team, you better do that. And so, I'm always looking for that.
What's the mode of practice at this point? I figure the live hitting portion is done with. So is it more regular season mentality at this point in the way that you conduct practice?
Yeah, you might have a live period here or there finishing up here, but it's we'll be in full pads and today, and we'll move the ball and do some things that are pretty aggressive. So and we'll finish up these 4 days we have up here and finish them up the right way. And then they get a break. The day that we move, they're off. The players are off, and we'll get set back up at the NovaCare, and then we'll be right into a regular week's practice after that as we prepare for New England on Monday night.
And will they be live hitting today?
They'll be hitting, yeah. They'll be hitting today. Taking it to the ground, we probably won't do that live stuff, that part of it. We probably won't tackle the ground.
Some of your reserve corners have some pretty good size, strong guys. Have you thought at all? I know it's early, but maybe moving one of them to safety just to get a look there. And
no, we've talked about that. I think we're okay there. I think we're okay at safety. So I want to see what we've got there. I want to see him. I want to get Nate back in the fold here, and he's coming off an injury, so get him back moving and get reps with the guys that we have. Mm-hmm. But there's some guys that we do have a little size there. Are they, the tackling part, the physical part is, you got to be aware of that too. It's a little different back there.
Emil Iguanagu, how is he progressing from a pass protection standpoint? Because I know he's in the mix right there with Havili for that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, listen, since Brent has come back now, he'll go back to fullback full time. He won't be taking the reps at the tight end spot. So he has a nice feel for that. He has a nice feel as a tight end for that. That's what he played in college. So now you move him back there. There's a little different approach you've got to take, and he needs to get reps at that. But he'll do that the next few weeks here. We'll give him an opportunity to get some reps at that.
You only ran a handful of times on Thursday. Any particular reason for that?
I missed the question.
You only ran the football a handful of times on Thursday. Any particular reason for that?
No, not necessarily. We got down a little bit there, and so we wanted to make sure we got back, and so we needed to throw the football there.
Yeah. Alex Henry didn't show any emotion after that big kick they had on Thursday night. Is that one of the things that you like about him, that no-nonsense approach to his job?
Yeah, listen, he handles things the right way. I was happy for him. You can see that he's gotten stronger from last year. You see it on his kickoffs. He wanted that 59-yarder when we went for it on 4th-and-2 there. I mean, he wanted to knock that thing through. So he's got as quiet as he is, he's got an aggressive personality, and he doesn't let a lot of things bother him. Pretty cool guy. So he gives you a lot of confidence from a coaching standpoint. He builds a lot of confidence in you. But everybody could see that his leg is even stronger than what it was last year, and he did a pretty good job last year for us.
Do you expect that Demetrius will take this running with twos as kind of a challenge or an understanding that he really needs to start bridging a gap here or to get back to what you guys expected from him?
Well, listen, I think naturally you do that, right? I mean, just naturally, you don't want anybody being on the ones. You want to be the guy on the ones. But on the other hand, it's fair to King to do that. He came back here under the assumption that he'd have an opportunity to compete, and he's done well, so he'll get an opportunity. There's not a lot of separation between those guys right at this minute. So King deserves that opportunity.